The views, opinions, and comments expressed by hosts, guests, and callers of this show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, TeleSouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of TeleSouth Media Incorporated.
Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet, but do not fret. Chin up, my friend, a little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Welcome to Hope, program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, good morning, everyone. We welcome to our show, Hope. It's a beautiful Thursday morning. It's been a beautiful week here in North Mississippi. It's spring break for our kids from school, so they have had a wonderful week here in our community and stuff as far as weather, and we have too. We've certainly enjoyed it. So I'm Tommy Wilson, director of Living Free Ministries. I'm here with two of my great friends, Wesley Jackson, the director of the Freedom Center, and Bobby Capps, who is the director of Biblical Counseling at Crosswind Ministries. We get to do this show every Thursday morning, and we love what we get to do. Dr. Phil, I almost said I wanted to act like Jimi Anderson. Now, as you look at your radio, Wesley will be sitting on my left. Bobby will be sitting on your right. So y'all can figure that out. But no, we're excited we get to do this every week. We represent our ministries here, Living Free Ministries, the Freedom Center, Crosswind Ministry. But our number one mission and our number one goal is to bring you some hope. Through scripture, through sharing. A lot of times we have a guest. Today it's just us three. We want to talk about the Freedom Center for a while this morning. It's been a busy week, Wesley.
Yeah.
You are really full. You got a guy coming today that makes 10 guys in the Freedom Center. And, you know, we've got guys there that is from Albuquerque, New Mexico, Washington State, Louisiana,
Chicago, Illinois,
Cullman, Alabama. So we are, these folks are coming to Corinth to get help. Some of them come through, you know, other places and things, but, you made the statement last night at Grace Chapel. I was thinking this morning, when we put this program together, Bobby, we had no idea the reaches of the name of the Freedom Center and the message of hope that would get to really the boundaries and things of the United States. We've come from California, Washington State, Texas, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Florida, Indiana, Louisiana, all around, just coming for one reason. Now, I'll tell you what my friend Jay said the other day, and this was just one of the best statements he said, and I can't remember what morning he said it. He said, you know, I come here to just get sober and get away from drugs. I had no idea I was getting introduced to this Jesus. And that may have been as big a compliment as we could get. You come searching for freedom for drugs or alcohol, and we introduce you to the guy that can set you free. And so that's who we are. We don't apologize for that. We believe when the Lord Jesus sets you free, you can be free indeed. It's Him that sets you free. We don't do it. It's He works through the Word of God, but He uses the people of God. And He uses the Spirit of God at the Freedom Center. So it's the Word of God, it's the people of God, and it's the Spirit of God.
I was thinking about, I've been like dancing since we heard this great line in one of our programs that we were doing with the guys. So I got to share it with all our listeners. So this is, we're listening to a guy named Brad Hambrick, and he's a professor at one of the seminaries out east of us. And here's what he said. He said, don't fight addiction on its own turf. And he used this great analogy. He said, let me tell you how to whoop alligator. You don't whoop alligator by going in the swamp and trying to whoop him. You let him come out on the coast, you know what I mean, where he's out of his habitat, and you have a better chance. And he like used the analogy of trying to fight an alligator in a tree. He goes, you have a lot better chance because he's way out of his habitat and you're not. And one of the things that we think that we can do in addiction is that we think that we don't need that our natural habitat. Now, I want you to hear this really well. When I say our natural habitat, I mean the habitat that God designed for his people. And the habitat that God designed for his people is for them to be in healthy families and in the family of God. Mm-hmm. That's our habitat. That's the place where we can fight addiction. That's the place where anything we're struggling with, that's our habitat. And by the way, and that alligator that is trying to eat us, what we think is that we can get in his habitat and win, and we can't.
Well, that's one of the things we tell people all the time, Bobby, that's basically the same thing. It says it's hard to get well in chaos.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to get out of the situation that has ultimately landed you where you're at, even though a lot of times people are like, oh, they created that situation.
Yeah.
Maybe so, but you got to get out of that situation.
Well, and a lot of our guys are very afraid. I can't go back. They're not using this metaphor, but I'll use the metaphor and tie it to it. I can't go back in the swamp and expect to stay clean. And I'm like, you're right. You can't, because you can't fight this thing in its own turf. You have to like bring the monster over in this foreign turf called the church, and he's going to get whooped.
Well, the good part of that is, too, is that you don't want to go back to the swamp.
That's right.
You know, after you've been there, that's the last place you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
So we, as the church, have to create these places and be opening and inviting as people want to come into the fold there. We have to love on them, and that's one of the things we've been learning about at the Freedom Center every day, how to love people better. And that's kind of what I shared about last night.
Yeah, and that was really good, learning to connect with people that may be different from us, that may be from Washington State or Albuquerque, New Mexico, or, you know, that guy last night, Wesley, that led our Bible study last night, he was from
Eugene,
Oregon. And he said he'd never seen a guy different that looked different to him until he moved from Eugene, Oregon. Everybody was just like him. And so it was a learning thing that he had to learn. And even with us, living here and opening this Freedom Center and having these guys come in, you know, and we got to understand they're coming to us from a mess.
Yeah.
You know, most of these guys has lived in a swamp, you know, and they fought sharks in the water, you know, and things like that. But we rest on that we have hope. Mm-hmm. The answer is Jesus. It's not us. Our attitude is a battle of my own. And, you know, so we had that team meeting, I don't know, a week ago this past Monday. And that really beat us up. I mean, it made me realize that, you know, my goal is to love these guys. No matter what they come from, no matter what they act like, you know, for whatever reason, sometimes we expect major difference in 12 short weeks. And I have to remind myself, I've been in this 26 years. And it took 26 years to get me to where I'm at. These guys ain't going to get there yet, 26 years in 12 weeks and things. So, but I can be part of the journey. I can be part of the start of this thing. And, man, what a thrill that is. Well, I mean, that's really – as my old friend D. Dodd used to say, that just cranks my tractor.
Yeah.
That we get a chance and opportunity to do that.
Absolutely. The Lord is the one who sets their feet on solid ground. Mm. But man, it doesn't mean that the winds and the waves aren't there.
Yeah.
And the Bible even says, Jesus, when he's talking about his word, which is the seed, he said that it sprouts up, but then the worries and the cares of the world come in and choke it out. And a lot of the things that we see when the guys are with us is that the word's in their heart, it sprouts up, that it begins to bear fruit even. But then, boy, you go back out into the habitat, you know, this foreign land, if you will, where, and then all of a sudden the worries and the cares of the world can choke it out. And so we just need to remember that we're weak and that the Lord is strong, and lead from that place and live from that place instead of, well, I've got this all figured out and I'm okay now. And the Lord says, be careful when you think you're standing, lest you fall. And if there was only one person, the perfect man fell in one temptation. His name was Adam. The other perfect man was tempted for 40 days and 40 nights by Satan himself and didn't fall. Yeah. He's my strong man.
I was listening to Rick Warren this morning about, and he's talking about working. And he said, you know, God created work to be perfect. It was good. He put Adam and Eve in the garden to work. He said, well, Adam messed it up. That's the reason we have a tough time at work.
Exactly.
So I really enjoyed that. Guys, we get to do this radio show because of our sponsors. We're thankful for that. We get to do this every week, and it's one of our highlights of the week. We are in our fourth year, and we wouldn't get to do it if we didn't have sponsors. And I'm going to name a few, Wesley, name a few. And then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about our golf tournament. It's because of our golf tournament that we get to do a lot of these things. It's because of the golf tournament, young men and older men can come from New Mexico and Washington and Florida and everywhere else to Corinth, Mississippi to get help. But this morning's radio show is sponsored to you by my mattress store. It's March Madness going on. We love college basketball, but it's mattress month at my store. It's mattress madness. If you want a mattress, it's time of the year to buy one. Come by our store. We're located 3 miles west of High Prices. There, we're open 10 to 6 today. 10 to 6 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Financing and delivery is available, and man, my crew will take care of you. Big shout out to Preston, Danny, and our man Pig, because that group, them guys take care of it, and Zach helps a few days a week too, so they take care of people. Listen, Gatlin's Pharmacy for all your pharmacy needs there in Tishomingo. Man, Bart and Don Dorn, they support us, and man, we're very thankful for them. They're also supporters of our golf tournament, so thankful for them. Any pharmacy needs there in the Belmont, Dennis, Iuka, Tishomingo needs, go by and see our friend Bart and Dawn at Gatlin's Pharmacy. Crosswind Ministry, been here almost 20 years now. I guess have been. I think Katrina hit
07. So fall, whenever 07, whenever Katrina happened, that was not 07.
I don't think Katrina hit 05.
Oh, okay.
Maybe in 05.
Whenever Katrina was, y'all
look that up.
Y'all do the math.
We'll look that up.
So we're close, 19 years.
Yeah. Nick Bain, I've been on the phone with Nick this week getting some guys some legal help. We're thankful for Nick. My friend Daniel Arthur there at our local Subways, man, go by and get you a foot long today. Our flatbread here at our local Subways. We got two on Highway 72, one on Harper Road. Wilco Real Estate Group, my wife Maria, I promise you, she'll outwork anybody in the real estate business. She ain't going to let nobody outwork her. For all your real estate needs, buying or selling, my daughter Olivia's on that team too. She has a expanded team, bringing in three new agents in the next week or so.
Yeah, also we got Hudson Window Solutions that came on last summer. Perry and his crew have been supporting the show, Tommy. Outpost Outdoors, which I want to give a big shout-out to Outpost Outdoors today. They took our guys out on side-by-side rides Tuesday. We had just this huge day out in nature where they carried us on their side-by-sides and rode over like 4,000 acres that they have up there as part of a riding club. The guys just raved about it.
Man, them guys talked about feeding horses and seeing buffalo.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Two of them jumped in the water.
It's an all-around amazing experience, guys. Reach out to Outpost Outdoors up there based out of the Outpost in Pickwick, but you can also get on their Facebook website and reach out and they'd love to accommodate you however they can. They have campers as well, camping spots, side-by-sides, and just the whole works. It's just a great experience. Crosswind Ministries, Living Free Ministries, all support the show and have since the start. And so,
speaking of Crosswind, Dr. Phil said Katrina happened in 05, so we're 19 years
old.
There we go.
I was thinking 05. All right. And the only reason I knew that, I just stayed a weekend on the coast in Bay St. Louis and stuff, and I seen some trees and graveyards that was demolished in 2005.
There you go.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about our golf tournament also. It's Tommy Wilson, Living Free Ministries, here in Corinth, Mississippi. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." At Living Free Ministries, we want to help you to understand how to renew your mind through a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to take you out of addiction and take you into peace, promise, and joy. Only Jesus Christ can do that. Check us out, livingfreecorinth.com.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, we welcome back to our second segment of our show, Hope. The first segment, we talked about a little bit about the Freedom Center and guys coming from all around America, really. Wesley, you're taking a guy in today. I don't know where he's from.
He's from West Point, Mississippi is where he's coming from. So he's a little bit of an elder gentleman. He's 73 years old. We will have the oldest and the youngest person attending the Freedom Center at the same time.
But somewhere along the line, that guy heard about us. So
I think our buddy Chris Payne referred him down there at a Tupelo.
Well, we're thankful for that. And guys, again, we love what we get to do every day. Our schedule is busy, busy, busy. Oftentimes, somebody will text or call and say, "Well, we're going to be doing this tomorrow. I'd love to have you guys part of it." I mean, our schedule is really set for a week or two at a time. So, and it's a really busy schedule each and every day. Now, this Sunday, I know Wesley and the guys is going to Henderson, Tennessee, to be with two of my great friends at their church, at the Highlands Church, Joe and Kerry. And, man, I'm just excited about that. But, look, we get to do this because of the community support. For 20 years now, Living Free has been in the community, been involved in the community. I've always thought we needed to be a community ministry. I didn't want to hang just a certain denomination on my door. It was a more of a community. And today, from all types of churches, we get support. We're thankful for that today and things. But the way in the Freedom Center, we're in our third year now. We opened the door, really planned that thing out for a year. But we've learned something. All that planning we done for a year, the biggest word with the Freedom Center is to be flexible and adjustable. And we have seen over 80 men come in from, like I said, from all over the country, searching hope, searching things. We've graduated about 35 of them. We've got 9 guys there now. So if them guys can hang on and go through graduation, that'll put us over the 50% thing, and that's huge. But also, we've baptized like 30% of them.
Yeah.
And that's even huge. I mean, that's really good. So we're thankful for that. But we get to do all that because of our support and this community and our surrounding community. But Wesley, one of the big things we don't do a lot of fundraising. We don't set out at Walmart and sell crafts and candy and cakes. If you bring us cakes, I promise you, they're going to be 8. We're not selling no food. We're eating. Matter of fact, if we had a fundraiser for a barbecue and we bring our team, we're losing money. But look,
that's Tommy. You know, one of the guys we got that used to be in ministry, he said that his church set up a fundraiser for the church where they paid money for every pound he would lose. And I'm just wondering if we can get something going for every pound that our guys gain. I'm thinking we'd be on to something there.
So we do one fundraiser a year. It's called our golf tournament. I'm not a golfer, so I'm going to step aside. Wesley, share about our golf tournament that's coming up.
Yeah, guys, so this is our 4th annual Freedom Center Classic Golf Tournament. The dates are April the 18th. We'll be teeing off, or April the 19th, I'm sorry. April the 19th, we'll tee off at noon, and then April the 20th will be at 8 a.m. tee time. We have just a big day planned. We've been kind of pounding the pavement trying to get more hole sponsors to sponsor our golf tournament. We have our big headlining sponsor. It's been Langley Wealth Management for the last, I guess, since we've been doing it. Yeah. Brian and Donna have been the headlining sponsor, and we're just so thankful for them coming on board, supporting what we do. Donna's been with us since the beginning as far as being on our board.
And Zeb now is our president. Yeah. Donna's the vice president.
Yeah, so Brian, Donna, Zeb, we're thankful for you guys. They just couldn't do what we do without you. But more than just Annie and up, they come and serve. Donna comes and be's part of serving that day, and Brian's going to play in it. And so we're just thankful for them guys. We got all of our gold-level sponsorships, Tommy. This year we wanted to drum up 2 more gold-level sponsorships, so we reached out to some new folks on that. Our gold sponsors are Grace Chapel and Gatlin's Pharmacy.
Both of them has been with us from day one, too.
No, I told them there at Grace Chapel last night that they're as big a part of what we do as anybody on a year-round basis. And our guys really, if they have the pick of where they want to go to church on whatever day, Grace Chapel's right there on the top tier of that. Gatlin's Pharmacy and Tishomingo, Bart and Dawn, as you said, have supported us since day one. Just thankful for that relationship. The Dinner Bell, Melissa and her staff over here, we eat there every Monday. Just grateful for what they do for the ministry and the local community. I know they do a lot more than just what they do with us, so I'm thankful for Melissa and her staff. Southeast Auto Direct and Golden Circle have did a co-sponsorship, but Golden Circle is going to be sponsoring our Hit a Hole in One, Win a Car.
Yeah, tell them about that.
One of the new things as we were kind of ramping up the appeal of the golf tournament. We thought the prizes would maybe draw in some more folks, and then the opportunities too. So we're going to have a long drive closest to the pin, that type of stuff for a wedge. But we have on hole number 5, we have Hit a Hole in One, Win a Car. We're thinking it's going to be a Ford Bronco Sport. So that's courtesy of Golden Circle Auto Group, and just thankful for them coming on board. I usually make mention of it. They were one of the ones, first one to pop in my mind, because Southeast Auto is my mother and my stepdad, and then my stepbrother works over there, and he's the president of Golden Circle, and so it's family for me, and I'm just thankful for their support. Our silver level sponsorships, Subway. Subway's been with us the last, they fed us almost every year at the golf tournament, and they're a big part of what we do, support the radio show, and have since day one. 4 years now they've been supporting the radio show, so you know, we're thankful for Daniel and his crew. Bain and Bowen Law Office. Nick is, you know, Nick's Nick for us. He's our go-to guy inside of the legal system. He's our go-to guy dealing with our board when we set it up. Just all kind of ask for Nick often, and we couldn't do what we do without Nick, so we're thankful for him. Hole sponsors, Tommy. We've got 28 hole sponsors so far, and a lot of these are repeat hole sponsors. There's a lot of new ones already, and we're hoping maybe that through this radio show today, somebody hears about us and says, hey, man, we want to do a hole sponsorship. Let me tell you what that looks like.
Explain.
So the hole sponsorship is this. It's $1,000 for the hole sponsorship. That gets you a team in whichever day you pick. You can pick Friday or you can pick Saturday. That gets your team paid for and covered, gets you a gift bag, and it gets you a meal. It gets you a hole sign on whichever hole that we pick you to be on, and that'll get left out both days, so you'll get twice the coverage. We're going to put the hole signs on the tee boxes, and they'll be through both days, so you'll get twice the exposure with that.
Plus, we're on the radio every week, shouting your name, too.
We're going to put you out on the radio.
Social media
post, chance to win a hole in one on the car.
Well, and the other thing, too, is it's an opportunity for your company to really, you know, sponsor one of our guys, you know. I mean, that's the key.
Yeah.
A hole sponsor cares for a third of a guy.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, if you think about what we're doing, we're trying to raise the other 3,000. They try to bring 3,000. We try to raise 3,000.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're paying for a third of sponsor. Think about it that way. And so for every three holes, we have one guy that can go to rehab and get his life back on track. And so that's what this is all about. Always when we talk about sponsorship, when we talk about this and that, just think about men. And then you're thinking about it right. And we need your help, and these guys need your help, and they're thankful for it, and we are way, way big time.
Yeah. So listen, Langley Wealth Management is our platinum sponsor, our presenting sponsor. They are the big dog for us, so we're thankful for that. Our platinum sponsors was Gatlin Pharmacy, Grace Chapel, Southeastern Auto, and the Golden
Circle
Group, and then the Dinner Bell. And our silver sponsors is Subway of Corinth and Bain and Bowen Law Office. And so we have them, and we need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to name all of our whole sponsors. I just got a text. We just got another whole sponsor. So that
gets us within seven of what we're hoping for. We'll take more than the 36, but we're shooting for 36 hole sponsors.
And remember, if you have an individual golfer that would just wants to play, it's $100.
It's $500 for a team. Just a regular team.
That's 125. I'm sorry.
Again, this money is to offset costs for people coming. We took on another staff member this year, so we doubled our golf tournament, hoping, can I go ahead and just put our goal out there?
Yeah.
We was hoping to raise $70,000. We're about at $55,000, $58,000 right now. So we're close, and we still got a month to go. So, man, we're thankful. We're going to take a break. Listen, phone number 662-603-9829 if you want to text me, any kind of comment. Wesley's phone number is
731-926-0836. That's 926-0836.
We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with our third segment.
This is Brett Butler, and I'm the Executive Director of Crosswind Ministries in Corinth, Mississippi. Crosswind is a local ministry ordained and equipped by the Lord Jesus Christ to serve and bring hope to families and individuals who are in need of assistance. We like to think we exist to serve those who are poor in resources and poor in spirit. If you think about it, that's really all of us at one time or another. We are located at 703 Tate Street, south of the railroad tracks in downtown Corinth, and our number is 662-287-5600. You know, one of the most common questions I get from neighbors in the community is quite simply, what type of help do y'all provide? Well, Crosswind is set up to be a highly diverse, one-stop shop of sorts for people who are troubled or are in trouble. Because of the many relationships we have cultivated over the last 16 years, I like to think we're equipped to either serve most needs directly or indirectly, and we do not discriminate. So just a few things that we do at Crosswind is we transition and secure families from homelessness into permanent housing. We conduct tutoring in after-school programs. We provide no-cost biblical counseling to hurting families and individuals through the Crosswind Biblical Counseling Center that we just established. We have the opportunity to feed hundreds of hungry residents through our mobile and stationary meal programs. We mentor and equip new and expectant mothers through our partnership with One by One Ministries and the Oasis Medical Center, and host weekly clothing drives for neighbors in need of seasonal apparel. And these are just a few things that we do, and we try not to limit ourselves and instead just answer the need as it comes in the door or calls us on the phone. So if you are in need of help, please call us or come see us at Crosswind on 703 Tate Street. We're here to help.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, welcome back to our show, Hope. Today, we're talking about the Freedom Center. We're talking about how it's funded, talking about a way that you can help create men to be able to come. We take men anywhere from 21 and older. We're actually taking an older gentleman in today. He's in his 70s.
73.
That'd be our older guy. We've got a 21-year-old out there right now. We've got a 62-year-old out there right now, 58, 55.
One of the guys made mention last night at dinner after church service, they said, we're turning the place into a nursing home. So you know how the young guys like to pick at the old guys. And everybody got a kick out of that.
So... But
they don't even know what's going to happen this afternoon.
That's it. That's what I said.
So we're thankful. We named our golf tournament as our big fundraiser of the year. Guys, it is a way that creates income that supports our Freedom Center. Our Freedom Center operates on people coming in, but then we don't ask them to pay the total expense. It takes $6,000 for us to keep a guy for 3 months to do what we do. It costs $6,000, maybe a little more. We ask families to give three. A lot of our families can't give three. We're not going to turn you away. If you're fit for our program, we feel like you need to be a part of our program, we're going to take you. So some of our guys that has come wasn't able to pay that $3,000. But either way, we've got to raise, it cost us $6,000. So if a guy pays $1,500, we got to raise $4,500. If a guy pays three, we got to raise the three. Mm-hmm. So this golf tournament allows us to do that. Again, Langley Wealth Management, Brian and Donna and Zem, Grace Chapel, Gatlin's Pharmacy, Dinner Bell, Southeastern Golden Circle Car Group, Subway, and Nick Bain, Bain and Bowen's Law Office. And now we've got whole sponsors, and it was $1,000 for a whole sponsor. We're playing 2 days, so we thought we needed 36 whole sponsors and things. So right now we're at 29.
Yeah.
And so us name a few of them. Why don't you take the first 10 there?
All right. Yeah, we got Family Clinic at the Lake. Me and my wife, we do one every year and have since the beginning. But more so for me, it's a time for me and my family to come out and play golf together. I get my little brother to come in town and my dad, so I'm grateful for that time together. Outpost Outdoors is doing two whole sponsorships this year. They're new on the scene. Thankful for Joe and Sonia and them up there. Chad's Pro Alignment, Chad Perryman, right over here, any kind of tire alignment needs, stopping
brake jobs, they do it all.
Yep. Smith Drug Company, Trevor Williams out there in Ryan.
Ryan's, and Trevor's a top-notch guy. Thank you, Trevor, and his family. Andrew's enjoying his senior year on the baseball field, so I know they're very busy right now.
Yeah, yeah. We got the Bridge at Burnsville, just a local church over here in Burnsville that's killing it and very involved in the recovery
Jason
world.
Roberts, pastor, and, you know, they have Celebrate Recovery on Tuesday night. They just, it's a church that draws the addicts.
Yeah.
And man, they are, they're just that type church. And man, we're thankful for Brother Jason and the Bridge.
Yeah. Antioch Baptist Church, Brother Dave George and them. They take good care of our guys, love on them, and have been part of the
journey for a while. We go there every fourth Sunday to eat breakfast with them. Nobody does a brotherhood breakfast like them, because you know why? They're smarter than anybody else. They invited the women to be a part of it, and they lay out a spread. Fourth Sunday of every month, Antioch Baptist Church, Brother Dave George there.
Yeah, Cornerstone Christian Church. That's Brother John Gowan and Jeff Johnson, that group out there. They have church right there in the Living Free building behind Magnolia Funeral Home.
Wonderful guys, the hurting people.
Just a good group of folks.
So thankful for Pastor John.
Yeah. Tennessee River Investors and American White Oak up there in Pickwick. That's Maxie Jones. He's been supporting us for a while. Thankful for Maxie and his relationship and the encouragement he gives. Bell Gas Company right here local, Pat Palmer.
That's a new one this year.
Yeah. Well, so Pat even more so than sponsors, he was part of
bringing a guy to us.
Yeah, and so we're thankful.
So big shout out
to people in the neighborhood say that he knows how to play golf. I'm not sure.
Yeah. And he said he wouldn't play that, but I don't know. I see him at Borum's eating slug burger or something. So,
Tommy ain't a golfer. He don't know.
I don't know.
I think him and Orma have swing intensity competitions over there, seeing how hard they can swing. So Hampton Inn is a new one that came on this year. We're thankful for their support right over here off of Highway 72 and 45 at the junction there. Ship Wooten Eye Clinic, Dr. Ship and his group. You know, Doc's been on the board since the beginning. We're thankful for him and
Bernie and
his,
John.
Yeah,
and
they've
Dr. Wooten.
Big supporters and have played every year, and we're thankful for
I missed the Hampton Inn. Did you do that? Yeah. That's a new one. Ricky Markle and Travis Little. Ricky's the manager. Travis and them, they supported us when we started the Freedom Center.
Yeah.
When we have guests coming in, they stay there. Ryan's mom stayed there with them the last two family days. Mm-hmm. They're going to give us a great rate like for our Living Free conference that's coming up. So big shout out to Travis and Ricky and the crew at the Hampton Inn.
Yeah, Magnolia Funeral Home.
Jim Calvary. Jim and them, they take care of people. They, in time of that funeral need, I was there the other day with a family, and I went to a funeral the other night too. Andy's dad's funeral was there. Jim Calvary and Sheila and that whole crew, man, they just top-notch folks.
Yeah, also we got Stacy and Anissa Childs, two folks out of Grace Chapel up there that reached out wanting to sponsor. They have AV Solutions and Vacations by Anissa. They put their businesses together and went in on a whole sponsorship. So thankful for their relationship and their support. Billy's Pawn Shop.
There in Boonville, that's Matt Mooney. Matt's been there 30-something years. His grandpa started that. Matt is a dear friend. We stayed a week in Jackson together watching basketball and stuff. So Billy's Pawn Shop is always – he's been a supporter of our golf tournament each year.
Yeah.
So we're thankful for Matt and Brad and them there at the pawn shop.
Yeah, AV Solutions and the Vacations by Anissa. Real quick, what they do, Stacy does any kind of audio, video type of work up there on boats.
You put my radio in my boat.
Yeah, inside your house if you need any kind of tech type work. I think Stacy's qualified and equipped for it. And then Vacations by Anissa, she specializes in like VRBOs and properties and rentals of that nature. And so if you got a vacation you want to take up to Pickwick or other places, reach out to her. Moving on to Moore Law Firm, Bob. He supported the show since the get-go and the golf tournament. We're thankful for Bob and his support. I see him in court there every Monday, and so I've been hounding him about being part of it. And thankful that he's going to be part of the golf tournament. Canopy Nation. Jordan Quinn, Orma Smith,
Saints.
Yeah, we ain't got enough time to brag on them guys.
Oh man, what a blessing they've been to us just since day one.
Just this community.
We'll have him do a show with us one day.
I'd love to have Norman here if he could come do it.
We got to do that.
Maria used him to speak to her real estate group a couple of weeks ago, and Olivia just called me. They fell in love with Orma.
Cool.
So it must be him jumping in the pool every morning.
I heard
morning
he's a good singer, too. He sang at some church.
Man, that was the that took some. The highlight. That was the best thing ever.
Let's rate him A for effort. Let's go that way.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was good.
He killed it.
Yeah.
Pickwick Construction Company and Shipping Containers. That's my dad. He sells the shipping containers up there in Pickwick. 40-foot high cubes, 20-foot new ones or used ones, whichever one you're looking for, he can help you out there. Church of the Crossroads.
We can't say enough about Pastor Jared and Nelson and Brian and that whole crew. You know, they took up an offering at the end of the year, their legacy offering, and included us in it, and, man, just blew us away.
Yeah.
But not only that, Jared leads a group for us on Monday. Mm-hmm. Corey Burcham leads a group on the first Wednesday of the month. Brian checked with me this week. That church is involved in the community. Mm-hmm. Their goal and mission is 7 counties in this area. And, man, I tell you what, they're reaching it. Got a campus at Boonville now. And things, that church is making a difference.
Yeah, just thankful for Jared and how they support us. Long Wholesale and Distributors.
Randy Long. Randy's another one of them guys in our community that just makes a difference. And thankful for our friendship and partnership with Randy Long.
Yeah, we got Nichols Sign, Fred over here. He does all kind of stuff for us throughout the whole year. He prints our diplomas. Shirts we ask him to do, just a big supporter of what we do, and we're thankful for our relationship with Fred at Nichols Sign. Wilco Realty. Tommy, you take out when that one's
My wife, Maria, and him, she supports our golf tournament, but she's a big part. You know, their whole team, any of your real estate needs or questions, reach out to Maria and her group. They're expanding. I know she's got a couple new agents coming on, so one out of Tennessee, a local girl here in town, my daughter, John over Walnut, and other ones here, Audrey, they're expanding. So they've got Alex Sellers and his wife. And, man, let's just give a big shout-out to Alex because he does our videos for us a lot and things, and that comes through Wilco Real Estate Group.
Yeah, also we got Corinth Mattress
Furniture Outlet. Let me share about that one.
Yeah.
Corinth Mattress Furniture Outlet right here on Highway 72. I've been there 10 years. Can you imagine that?
Wow,
we've
cool.
been there 10 years. And our mission is we need to sell you a mattress, but we want to make a difference in our community. We're able to give some of our guys jobs. Another big shout out to Preston, Danny, and Pig, Zach. Over the years that some of these guys that was in my program doing life was able to work there and get back home, you know, just being able to hang out and meet people every day. But it's mattress month. Any of you mattress needs, adjustable beds, whatever it may be, we've got them in stock. Go by my mattress store located right there on Highway 72. Like we say, we like to tell you it's 3 miles west of high prices. And there is a reason we say that. Go to everybody else and then come compare. It's 3 miles west of high prices.
Yeah, we got a family clinic and wellness came on this year. Melanie Reeves up there in Savannah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Melanie.
Thanks for Melanie.
Yeah, thank you, Melanie. Hey, that's, you know.
Family.
We've got investment there. my granddaughter is her granddaughter, too. She's fixing to become grandmother again by
times two.
She fixing to have twins.
My son-in-law is her.
Yeah. Son-in-law. So we're hooked there.
Yeah, Gardeners and Rogers.
Gardeners and Rogers. Mark Gardner, another one of them guys that's made a difference in our community and their grocery stores, local. And I love their commercial, full service all the way to your car there, Gardeners and Rogers there. So we're thankful for that. Full service all the way to your car.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A, the local Chick-fil-A, it just came on, Tommy. They're going to be feeding us both days. So that'll be the meal that you get. They're doing a whole sponsorship. And
David and Elizabeth Rogers come to our town, put Chick-fil-A here, and they've made a a big splash, not only putting Chick-fil-A here, but the way they support the community. You know, I know they're involved with the Lighthouse. They involved our Church of the Crossroads. I see David playing all kind of instruments and singing there at the Church of the Crossroads. So,
and just, check this out.
Just great
This
folks.
Is in my son's wheelhouse. He's also a next-level disc golfer. And for you runners, he's a runner. So, okay. Like, he checks all the boxes.
He's just an outdoorsman. Isn't
he's just a guy.
That's yeah.
Sportsman's Boat Storage up there in Pickwick. Kelly Edge and his group. Kelly's been a supporter since the beginning.
Been on our board. So big shout out to Kelly Edge.
Yeah.
I called him this morning. Him and Kim and his mom and dad was headed to East Tennessee to watch some of their family graduate from one of the college up in Johnsonville.
ETSU, yeah.
Yeah, become an anesthetist. They're on the road this morning, but a big thanks to Kelly Edge and family.
Yeah, man. And then our last and newest sponsor is MJ Properties.
Boy, that's a pair of deuces there.
Yeah.
Michael and John, they have properties here in town. And, man, they're just friends. And we're thankful. They're family. Man, I'm thankful for them.
All right. So that's 29 we have, if you were counting. That's all 29 of them right now. We're looking for number 30. Maybe you could be number 30. We're thankful for these sponsorships. And
well, it allows us to go forward this year.
Golf
tournament is a major deal for us to be able to go forward each year.
Yeah.
It just supports us. It's the thing that allows us to have a little breath and to be able to go forward. So we're thankful for that. We got to take one more break. And man, I got a city guy that just texts me and say, what does a pair of deuces mean? You know he ain't from North Mississippi if you ask that. But listen, we're going to take a break and we're going to come back and wrap this show up with a little more about the Freedom Center and give you some scripture, invite you to Living Free tonight. So we'll be right back.
Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Folks, it's Tommy Wilson, Corinth Mattress Furniture Outlet, right here on Highway 72 in Corinth, Mississippi. March is always mattress months for us, and with that, we have deals waiting on you. We have the largest inventory anyone in North Mississippi, from twins to kings, all sizes on sale this month. Listen, we always have a delivery option. We have finance options just for you. Remember, folks, you got to come 3 miles west of High Prices in March to get that deal.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
All right, we welcome you back to our show Hope. And we're excited about it every Thursday, but today we've been able to talk a whole lot about the Freedom Center, how it's funded, how this community has come together and allowed us to put this golf tournament on. The golf tournament is April the 19th and 20th. It's at Shallow Ridge. If you just want, if you're sitting here and don't own a business or don't, you want to play golf, it's $500 for a team. You got to reach out to Wesley Jackson. You could play Friday or Saturday. Or see, we'd love for you to play both days. I mean, $500 a team, man. You could play both days. I mean, $500 team, we'll let you come out to the Freedom Center and hit golf balls out of the back. But listen, we just need you to be involved. We need people to be involved with us. That's the way we grow. That's just getting the word out. The golf tournament is a lot of fun. It's a way. I'm not a golfer, but, hey, it's the big event for us each year as far as fundraising.
Well, that's it, Tommy. As you said earlier on the show, that offsets the any extra cost that the person, the resident, doesn't cover on the front end, or that we don't already have local churches making that commitment to cover. And a lot of these folks are people that already sponsor us, and we're so you know it's a double deal for us, and we that don't go unnoticed, and we're thankful for you guys and always answering the call that whenever we call to get help financially.
And remember, for those of you who really always have that one great shot per round, this time that one great shot could win you a pickup.
Oh, it's going to be a Ford Bronco.
Yeah, Sport.
Sport or something. So they're putting it up, so we're thankful for that. That's going to be on the fifth hole at Shallow Ridge.
Golden Circle is sponsoring with a car. Chance to win a car.
Yeah. So Wesley, give them your phone number. They may want to sign up today, a chance to win a car.
Yes, 731-926-0836. That's 926-0836.
Yeah, we just need you. Again, a big shout-out to all these whole sponsors. We're gonna call your name out. We're going to post you on social media over the next month here. We're very thankful. My cup runs over, as what the psalm said. And today my cup runs over. Dr. Phil says we got 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Listen, I want to invite you tonight to Living Free Ministries. We start at 6 o'clock. Holly Baptist Church is a church that has been involved with us a long time. Really, at the Freedom Center, they took a role, and, man, they've been very involved with us. So we're thankful for Holly Baptist. They're leading us tonight in worship. They're leading us. Somebody's sharing. Not only that, they're providing a meal tonight. So it'll be a great night. We start at 6 o'clock. We want to invite you out. If you want to come and see what Living Free is, we're located out on Highway 72, right there at Magnolia Funeral Home. Pull into the funeral home parking lot. We're located out behind there. You'll see our building's got Living Free sign on it. So we want to invite you tonight. Everyone is welcome. Check us out on our webpage, livingfreecorinth.com. The Freedom Center webpage is corinthfreedomcenter.com. So you can check us out. So we always close out with scripture. You got it pulled up, Wesley. Dr. Phil says we got 1 minute. Again, big thanks to all of our golf supporters.
Yeah, I want to give a special shout out to Langley Wealth Management for heading that thing up. They do it every year, and I'm thankful for Donna, Brian, and Zeb, just the big supporters. But we're going to close with a prayer. It's the verse 24 and 25 in Jude. It says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, and now and forever. Amen."
Amen.
Amen.